SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be real. Life can throw some serious curveballs. We're talking about those gut-wrenching moments where fear takes the wheel and you just want to hit the brakes on everything. Ever felt like that? That creeping anxiety before a big presentation? Or maybe that paralyzing fear of the unknown when facing a major decision? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the kicker. Fear isn't always our enemy. It can actually be a valuable compass, guiding us towards what truly matters. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about resilience, understood this. They believed that courage wasn't the absence of fear, but rather, the willingness to act despite it. So today, we're diving deep into their wisdom on overcoming fear and building unshakable courage. Buckle up, because we're going to break down 5 key takeaways that can help you face your fears head-on and emerge stronger than ever. First up, accept that fear is a natural human emotion. Don't beat yourself up for feeling it. It's part of the package. Think about it like this. Fear is our body's way of trying to protect us from danger. Back in the day, when saber-toothed tigers were roaming around, fear was pretty darn helpful. Today, those dangers might be a bit different: public speaking, asking someone out, taking that leap into entrepreneurship, but the feeling remains the same. Second, focus on what's within your control. This is a big one, folks. Stoicism teaches us to differentiate between what we can influence and what we can't. We can't control the outcome of every situation, but we can control our reactions to them. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your grasp, channel that energy into taking action in areas where you do have influence. Third, reframe fear as excitement. Seriously, sometimes, that adrenaline rush you feel before a big event is just your body getting ready for a challenge. It's the same chemical cocktail that kicks in when you're about to embark on an exciting adventure. Instead of viewing it as a negative, try channeling that energy into positive anticipation and see if you can shift your perspective. Fourth, practice mindfulness and self-awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When fear creeps in, acknowledge it, but don't let it dictate your actions. Take a deep breath, observe your emotions, and ask yourself, is this fear rational? What am I truly afraid of? Finally, remember that courage is a muscle. It gets stronger with practice. Start small. Take on challenges that push you outside your comfort zone, even if they seem minor at first. Each time you face your fears head-on, you'll build a sense of confidence and resilience that will carry you through bigger obstacles down the road. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're standing backstage before a big performance. Maybe it's a musical, a stand-up routine, or even just giving a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that little voice in your head is whispering doubts. This is fear, folks, but remember what we talked about. Accept it. Focus on what you can control, your preparation, your delivery. Reframe it as excitement. Practice mindfulness to stay grounded, and know that with each step you take towards the stage, you're building courage. That moment when you walk out onto that stage, facing the audience with confidence, that's the essence of Stoicism in action. It's not about eradicating fear, it's about conquering it and using it as fuel to propel yourself forward. So, what are you waiting for? This is your call to action. Take a moment today to identify something that scares you, big or small, and start taking steps to overcome it. Share your experiences with us on social media. Use the hashtag DailyStoicBlueprint. Let's build a community of fearless individuals together. And remember, folks, as we wrap things up, fear is just another emotion. It's how we choose to respond that defines our courage. Stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building your blueprint for an extraordinary life. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.